struggle with my father. A few days later, as those three preachers, Mr. Ramchandra Bhaskar, Mr. Rambau Keskar and Mr. Kashinath Pant Panchandikar were passing by off the road, they asked me where I was going. I replied, I am going to Bhavnipet on my duty. On hearing this, they asked me to sit in their vehicle and we started towards Bhavnipet. Our vehicle came up to Tambaku Alley, but to my shock, my father was coming in the same direction. As my father's eyes fell on me, I was troubled in my heart. Come down off the vehicle at once, he shouted at me. My father was not a feeble person. He was strong, tall and capable of handling two or three men, easily. As soon as I heard his voice, I was terribly afraid. However, I asked our Tongawala, horse cart driver, to go as fast as he could. But my father was also a very good runner. Within 25 steps he caught the rein of the horse and made our Tonga stop. Now, I was compelled to alight. As soon as I got down the vehicle, my father struck me with the big stick in his hand, one of the stripes was on my head. It was good I was wearing a turban, or I would have been in great difficulty. Still the stick had its effect on me. There was a big cut on my head, from which blood started flowing. It did not take long for a crowd to gather. Father was shouting, "You foolish boy, are you not ashamed to sit in the vehicle of such people?" As this havoc was going on, the preachers, the vehicle, and the rider had disappeared. Why should they watch me in this condition? In this way. After beating me, my father went home fuming. After my father had gone home, I also started chasing our vehicle and caught it near the bungalow of Mr. Padmji Peshtonji, sat on it and went to Ramchandra Bhaskar's house. By seeing the cut on my head, his mother-in-law Mrs. Mariabai Bunter felt very sorry for me. She washed the cut and dressed it. After spending some time with them, I went on my way thanking them for their help. I had an uncle named Admazi, who was about the same age as me. One day I said to him, "Let us go to Pandharpur and see Vithoba at least. So many other people go, so let us also go. Would you please come with me?" He said, "This thought of yours is not bad, but we need money to go." "Do you have money? From where can we get it? Moreover, can we get permission from home to go to Pandharpur?" All these things should be considered first. Then I said, "I just have 3 rupees. I know it is not enough. However, we will walk half the way and for the rest, we will go by train. My parents would never give us permission, therefore, we will not ask for it. We will go secretly. They will ask us only after we come back. When we return from Pandharpur, we will face the situation. I think if we tell them the truth, they will not do anything to us." He liked this idea of mine, and accordingly we departed. But wary that our people may not allow us to proceed further, from Pune station, we decided to walk up to Loni station. After reaching there, we got the tickets up to Dixal and travelled by train comfortably. From there we walked for 3 days to Pandharpur. I never revealed my intentions of going to Pandharpur to my uncle. I wanted to test how true this Vithoba God was. I took the holy bath in the river Chandrabhaga and went to see Vithoba, but instead saw a great rush due to Ekadashi fair. There was a great crowd of people. Nevertheless, with great difficulty we reached the abode of the god. First of all, I watched him carefully from top to bottom. From the thighs downward, the idol was made of gold. I asked the priest why it was so. The priest replied, "One sage had come to see Vithoba. After seeing him, he asked some boon from him, but he did not get it. Therefore, he took a big stone and struck the idol at its feet. In this way, the feet were broken. Later some rich man donated money to make these feet for this god. I thought in my mind that the god who could not protect himself from a mortal man cannot do any good or evil to me as well. People said he is one true god, but after seeing the reality, now I was sure that it was nothing but superstition. We had travelled so far for nothing. All was in vain. We had wasted our money. Now we had only 5 paise with us. How could we go back to Pune? Apart from this, What will our parents say? We were truly in fear. I repented for the great mistake I had done. Tears streamed down from my eyes. But I was now sure of the idol, that there is no life in it. I now knew that my faith and devotion towards the idols were but in vain. One generous man had arranged for food for those on pilgrimage. We both went and had lunch there. But how much can one meal help? We had to travel 5 days to reach home. We asked one woman to bake bread for us. We paid her 4 paise. We also purchased some chutney, pickle, for 1 paise and started our journey back to Pune. With great sense of adventure, we reached home on the 5th day before sunrise. First of all, when Father saw me and I told him the whole episode, he was surprised on hearing my adventure. We were not habituated to walk for long distances, so our feet were swollen, and due to that, for 3 days we could not go out of the house. We took plenty of rest.